Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rescue efforts continuing today in southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck late Thursday, killing at least 61. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands. This latest quake struck off Mexico's southern Pacific coast, triggering a 1-meter-high tsunami. There was no immediate reports of tsunami damage. Hurricane Irma has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 5 storm. It's on its way to the U.S. state of Florida. Officials are warning millions of people that time is running out to evacuate after the storm killed at least 22 and its trip across the Caribbean causing catastrophic destruction. Mark DeMaria is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday time frame. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds, following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path. Barbuda is virtually uninhabitable after Irma. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley reminding Myanmar while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must reach those in need. Rohingya insurgents have carried out attacks to bring attention to their persecution. Clashes have caused 400 deaths so far, triggered the latest exodus to Bangladesh. This is VOA News.